Welcome back. In this lesson, we're working with a blank brief, so let's turn that into something useful and practical. I'm going to give you a focused drum and bass production exercise inside Ableton that sharpens the fundamentals fast. This is the kind of work that levels up your tracks, even when you're not chasing a full tune. Sometimes the best progress comes from building one strong idea really well. Open Ableton and set your tempo somewhere in that classic DNB zone, around 174. The goal is simple. Build a tight 8 or 16 bar loop that already feels like a record, not a sketch with random sounds. A loop with intent, movement, and weight. Start with the drums, because in drum and bass, the drums are the engine. If they do not hit properly, nothing else can carry the tune. Lay down a kick and snare pattern first. Keep the backbone clear. You want that fast pulse, but you also want space and confidence in the groove. Add hats, rides, shakers, ghost notes, or break layers after that. But don't rush. Get the core feeling right before you decorate it. As you build, pay close attention to the relationship between your kick, snare, and break material. This is one of the biggest skill areas in DNB. You're not just making a beat. You're managing energy at high speed without making it messy. That's why this works in drum and bass so well. The genre depends on impact and motion happening at the same time. Your rhythm section has to feel controlled, but still alive. Here's your first what to listen for moment. Loop your drums and listen for whether the snare feels like the true anchor of the groove. In DNB, the snare often tells the listener where the power is. If it feels weak, late, too small, or disconnected from the kick, the whole track can lose authority. Tune it, layer it, shape the transient, and make sure it speaks with confidence. Once the groove is in place, bring in the bass. This could be a Reese, a sub with texture on top, an Euro-inspired movement patch, or something more stripped back and minimal. The exact sound matters less than the role it plays. It needs to lock with the drums and support the identity of the loop. In Ableton, keep things tidy. Separate your clean sub from your mid-range bass if needed. That makes processing much easier and gives you more control when balancing. A really useful approach here is to sketch the sub first using a simple sine or very clean low-end source. Then build the character layer above it. Saturation, filtering, chorus, distortion, resampling, all of that can shape the tone, but the sub should remain steady and readable. If the low end is confused, the track will feel weak no matter how cool the texture is. Second, what to listen for. Mute the mid-bass and listen only to the kick, snare, and sub. Ask yourself if the low end feels stable and intentional. Does the sub reinforce the groove, or does it blur it? In good drum and bass, low frequencies don't just fill space. They push the rhythm forward. Now add a musical element. This could be the dark pad, a tense atmosphere, a chopped vocal texture, a simple stab, or a cinematic one-shot. Keep it minimal. You are not trying to write a full arrangement yet. You're trying to create a loop that already has a world around it. Something with mood, direction, and replay value. This is where a lot of producers overfill the session. Don't do that. A premium sound in loop usually comes from a few strong decisions, not 20 average ones. If you've got drums that slap, bass that moves, and one or two atmospheric details that frame the idea, you're already in business. Inside Ableton, use automation early. Even in a short loop, movement matters. Automate filter cutoff, reverb sends, distortion amount, stereo width on upper layers, or little pitch bends on fills. These details stop the loop from feeling static. DNB listeners are used to constant motion, even in repetitive structures. Tiny changes create tension, and tension keeps the loop exciting. A great trick is to create micro variation every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the hats open slightly. Maybe the bass answers differently at the end of the phrase. Maybe the reverb blooms for one snare hit, then tightens back up. Those little moves tell the ear that the track is alive. And while you're doing all this, keep gain staging under control. Make sure nothing is clipping for the wrong reason. Leave headroom. Let your drums breathe. If the loop feels loud but small, you probably have too many elements fighting in the same space. EQ what doesn't need low end. Check for masking between the snare body and the bass mids. Pan supporting percussion carefully so the center stays strong. Here's another thing to remember. Don't judge the loop only by how complex it is. Judge it by whether it makes you want to hear bar 17. That's a much better test. If the groove pulls you forward, you're onto something. If you want a solid workflow challenge, give yourself 30 to 45 minutes and commit to finishing one loop. No preset surfing for half an hour. No endless sound swapping. Make decisions. Trust your taste. You can always refine later, but momentum is part of the craft. That's how you train your instincts. If the loop feels flat, There are a few quick fixes worth trying. Tighten the drum decay so the groove gets cleaner. Add a ghost hit before the snare for extra swing. Resample the bass and reprocess it for a more distinctive top layer. Remove one element instead of adding three. Often the fix is clarity, not quantity. And don't forget this. You do not need a full track every session to improve. Building powerful loops is real work. It trains your sound selection, groove, low-end control, arrangement instincts, and mix decisions all at once. Keep going. That consistency adds up fast. So to wrap it up, your mission is to build an 8 or 16 bar drum and bass loop in Ableton that feels complete enough to spark a full tune. Start with a strong kick and snare foundation. Layer in percussion with control. Lock the bass to the groove. Add just enough musical atmosphere to create a mood. Use automation and variation to keep it moving. And keep listening for two key things: whether the snare truly anchors the track, and whether the sub supports the groove without smearing the low end. Make it clean. Make it intentional. Make it hit. Now go open the session and build one loop that you'd actually want to drop into a full arrangement. That's the challenge. Trust your ears and make it count.